A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then you will stand outside knocking and saying, 'Lord, open the door for us.' And he will say to you in reply, 'I do not know where you are from.' And you will say, 'But we ate and drank in your company and you taught in our streets.' And he will say to you, 'I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, you evildoers.' And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets of the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west, from the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. We hear in the first reading from today that God has come to gather people from all nations, people from every language. And the prophecy says that they shall come and see my glory, and I will set a sign among them. They shall bring all your brothers and sisters from all the nations as an offering to the Lord. So our readings today speak beautifully and powerfully about this house of God that's open to all. It's beautiful readings about being welcomed, and all are welcomed, and everyone is invited. And yet, we find this locked door in the gospel, and people wondering why they haven't been able to get in through the door. And it's interesting that we have these two images that are together and somewhat hard to hold all together. One is the image of an open door where all these nations are being welcomed into God's house. And yet at the same time, the door is narrow. What an interesting paradox. This door that is wide open, and yet it's narrow. The gate that leads into God's home is open to all the nations, all the peoples. But, you know, you probably won't be able to get through that gate, through that door, if you're trying to enter with your three houses and your four cars and your six sailboats, the list of your political victories and your honorary degrees, all the books you've written and the multiple bank accounts that you manage. Yes, the door is open, but are we going to try to fit through it with all that stuff? Isaiah's door is a wide open door, but a narrow door that teaches us to place our trust in God. In other words, we're all welcomed, despite what some prominent politicians try to say these days. But to come in the door, you have to be hungry. You have to be ready to sit down with others and share the bread of life. If you've already eaten and are already stuffed, then there's probably no reason for you to even to try to enter through the gate anyways. Because what awaits us is the joy of being seated together at this table of love where we're going to break and share the bread of life and the wine of the kingdom of God. The door is open, and yet it's narrow. If you have everything already, if you know everything already, if you've done everything already, then maybe you should just stay home and watch another episode of Wheel of Fortune. You probably won't be happy in this house anyways, because the door is too narrow for you to enter with all of that stuff. But if you're poor in spirit, and if you hunger for God's mercy, no matter who you are, you're welcomed. The door's open. In fact, there's already a place set for you at the table. And Jesus himself is serving, waiting for all of us, saying, "This is my body. This is my blood."